This is Awesome Etiquette, presented by VPR. I'm Lizzie Post.
And I'm Daniel Post-Senning from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dear Lizzie and Dan, my girlfriend and I have a cat, and we have a small group of friends we rely on about once every 2 months to cat-sit our cat. We also return the favor for our friends whenever they go out of town. What is the etiquette for payment or a sign of appreciation for the favor? We recently cat-sitted for one of our friends when she was out of town, and she baked us an awesome cake. Should we consider always giving some type of food or a bottle of wine and or money? We look forward to hearing your thoughts on this. Best regards, Pablo.
Pablo, my first thought is a good pet sitter is kind of a requirement to living free.
My thought on this one was I love awesome cake. I do not mind awesome cake being given to me for cat sitting.
We'll take cake as payment.
We'll be paid in cake or muffins. I think that it seems like this group has a good thing established. And my sister and I do this. Sometimes we bring back gifts for each other if we've been away. But often it's just the favor is bounced back and forth as a favor. And that way it's an inexpensive favor. We know that each other is going to get each other the next time if they can. That's also the stipulation we put on each other, that it's always only if you can. It's not an expectation that you will every time. But I think that my immediate thought is no, you don't have to start baking a cake every time or giving money or giving a bottle of wine. But you certainly could.
I like that you start by acknowledging the reciprocity of the favor.
Already there.
Because my first thought whenever I think pet sitter or house sitter is offer to pay the person.
Yeah.
It's an important enough job. It's enough of a burden on someone to take on that responsibility that it's not a favor I would ask lightly of someone. I think thinking about it as something that you pay for. If you were to have to kennel that animal, there would be real costs associated with it. So don't just assume this kind of favor from people. But there is a system of reciprocity here. And sometimes there is. There's that perfect neighbor or family member who lives nearby. And you both
just
do this exchange. I would recommend keeping a pretty good eye on that reciprocity actually being there. That there's an equal time. That you're both asking this of each other in a relatively fair manner. It's not split 50-50. You're never going to be able to divide it up exactly like that when it's a favor system, but that you're keeping an eye on that and that you're paying attention to the nature of that favor system, which you are. If there was a cake that came one direction, am I then obligated to send a cake back the other direction?
Maybe not.
But you're wise to be looking at the cues. And my first thought was maybe it's a cake, but maybe you're not a baker. Maybe there's something else that you would do. Lizzie mentioned the one thing that oftentimes is nice, a little something from the place that you're visiting.
Yeah.
It could be a little piece of food, a trinket, something that would remind them of the experience or the event. Doesn't need to be that big a deal. I was also thinking, is there anything else that you do well? Is there something else you could do? Could you plant a perennial at their house?
Yeah.
Are you a gardener? Is there a hobby that you enjoy the way they enjoy baking so that you keep it in that favor friend territory, not necessarily the monetary exchange territory, but you're acknowledging that there was a little something extra that happened last time that showed that appreciation.
And the one thing that I would warn against is upping the reciprocity, that if all of a sudden they bake you a cake and you go give them like a $100 gift card to a nice restaurant, you might be able to, but I like the idea of keeping things in kind. And so, like Dan's saying, maybe you're a great gardener, so you give them like a bunch of your carrots and cucumbers from this year's crop or tomatoes or something like that, as opposed to like, and now we're going to put a big price tag on this favor and then someone feels obligated to return. If it was like maybe they were taking care of your cat for like a month and a half or something like that, totally, like up the favor. But don't up it for what's been a very natural give and take, you know, between the two of you that seems very equal. So that's my one little thing. Even if you have the means to, I think it's nice to keep things a little level.
Do you have a question you'd like us to answer? Send it to awesomeetiquette@emilypost.com. This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.